How about them Cowboys, man? What are we going to do with that organization?
Oh, I know they're going to fire the coach. Defense coordinator is going to be gone.
B.A., can Mike McCarthy honestly get fired?
Yeah, they got to fire
him. He didn't go there to get fired. The language in these contracts protect them, man. Like,
that dude is trash.
He's doing nothing.
Listen, now I see why Aaron Rodgers didn't win but one championship.
And Aaron Rodgers fought with him about the play caller.
Man, that dude.
He down in Dallas, quiet as a church mouse, letting this Kelly Moore call plays. Ain't got no experience doing it. He don't want the fire on him. And yeah. Kelly Moore is calling plays with a quarterback that don't even need to be in the league, in my opinion. No disrespect to that kid that played last night, but that kid was not ready to be in the NFL football game, and I guarantee you some kids that got cut in camp that are sitting at home going, how did I get cut? How did I get cut? And that dude right there is playing. Now, maybe that dude's greater than that. Maybe he just couldn't handle the pressure from last night, but what he showed last night says that I'm not going to put him out there on the NFL football team. No more.
What's wrong with the other quarterback?
Who?
The one they got. Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's got concussed.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? He got knocked out.
I can't remember.
The dirty hit? It wasn't a dirty. Well, stay out of that, but.
They'll bring him back next week, and he'll go back into protocol.
This ain't the week to come out to play the Steelers when you just coming out of concussion.
Yeah, we gonna punch.
Man, they got no line.
We gonna punch.
They have no chance of slowing y'all down.
None. So which side is you on?
They have no chance.
You just said 10 seconds ago they was going to beat us now.
That's a different argument.
No, you just want to pick and choose. You just taking these random shots in the dark.
They have no chance of slowing you down. They have no line.
Well, then how are they going to beat us?
Man, listen.
Just please tell me how they going to beat us, then.
Listen, man.
Enlighten me.
We're just going to talk about the Cowboys. We're not talking about the Pittsburgh.
No, I'm saying we're their opponent this week. We can talk about still.
Because you guys.
That's who they matched up. They play us this week.
You guys have a chink in your armor when it comes down to the offensive side of the ball with your philosophy. What? You want to throw the ball underneath. You want to zigzag. You want to turn the field into a 50-yard football field and play that way on every down. And then you want to razzle-dazzle somebody and go over the top of them. You can't do that. You can't survive every week. And y'all have been surviving for 7 straight weeks. The last 2 weeks have been close games. That you fell behind in. Turnovers yesterday got you back in the game. You were down 17-7. Turnovers got you back in the game. Short field turnovers.
That's defense, though.
Or is it?
This defense.
A running back throwing the ball.
That's defense.
Running back throwing the ball.
Bottom line, the turnover was caused on defense.
True enough.
So.
True enough. But to the Cowboys, the only problem with the Cowboys is Jerry Jones. He's in the way. He said, he came out last week and said, since I bought the team in 1988, or whenever he bought the team, 86, I've signed off on every move. I had the final decision on everything with the Dallas Cowboy logo behind it. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is it that the roster is what it is?
The one signing off.
The roster's good. They're hurt. He got players. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the one that's signing off is the one that's also signing off. Nobody can challenge his authority. Nobody can have a difference in opinion with him. That's what happens a lot on teams where the head coach doesn't agree with the owner or the owner doesn't agree with the head coach. Yada, yada, yada. Usually say the owner gets his way. But the owner, for the most part, stays the course and kind of – he may mumble about his displeasure, but he ain't going to go step in and like say – let me take over this team, right? Jerry Jones does that. Nobody else does that, man. There's no type of scrutiny like that anywhere else in the NFL other than Dallas, man. Mm-hmm. And for years, they've had too much talent not to even win. That's crazy. Not paying Dak Prescott is whose fault, yeah? Jerry Jones.
Right.
There's no other nobody else. Dak did this. He wanted it. It doesn't matter. Not getting, no matter what Dak wanted, no matter what Dak didn't sign for, Jerry Jones was supposed to find a way. He's an ultimate negotiator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Drew Rosenhaus of football, right? He's the shark, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the ultimate guy. When he wants his guy, he gets him, right?
Pretty much.
Why he ain't signed Dak Prescott? That's on Jerry Jones.
That's
the whole spirit of the team, the whole karma of the team. All is tied to that Dak Prescott stuff to me, man.
You think
And that's my theory, but you can't disprove it right now because look at the team. I always say you're not going to have good luck when you do stuff like that. And I think Anthony Lynn is going to lose his job with the Chargers.
Because of the...
He made the switch. And you say, well, he did right because this guy's playing lights out, yada, yada, yada. Okay, the guy is playing lights out. They're losing lights out. He's going to lose his job, lights out. And I look at karma saying, I can't bring up Tyrod Taylor here knowing how he just got done in Cleveland. And here this guy is over here getting injured by our team doctor and loses his job. That ain't right. Mm-hmm. That ain't right. I don't care if it is Joe Montana starting, Steve Young behind him, Steve Young's a better player. Joe can't go out by just getting his lung collapsed by the team doctor. That's not fair at all. Do you see the Cowboys winning 4 games this year,
yeah? Yeah, they're going to win this week coming up. Didn't you say that?
That's 3. Do you see them winning 4?
Yeah, they're going to win 4.
How?
I don't know. How? You said they're going to beat up this weekend.
That's y'all.
I'm trying to figure out how.
That's y'all. That's 3. How they going to win 4?
Zeke can't even keep the ball in their hands, and they going to beat us?
Unbelievable. A $90 million running back that you can't even trust to get a ball to. That's bad,
eh? Yeah, bad.
Is he doing anything, man?
Man, that man got money. He done checked out.
Yeah.
He done checked out.
Is he a running back you want right now?
Nah, you don't want him right now.
I'll take him. But
I wouldn't take him right now.
Is he a running back you want right now?
Nah, he can't even hold the ball. It's mental with him right now. He got to get that situated.
I don't know what's going on with that kid. Great player. Beast. Was a dog. Now I don't fear him like that down here. 2 years ago, tell me anybody better.
Oh, man, I remember last time we played him. He took a screen by 80 yards.
Dangerous, explosive, man. If he get it, he gone, man.
He's not that same player, dog.
Man, who would you say is the most explosive? Who's the most explosive player in the NFL right now?
Most explosive? Explosive. Like, what position? Like,
has to be a running back.
You think a running back?
Because you can't really... A receiver's either fast, jumps high, good hands.
We really ain't got none like that. What about Henry? Y'all got an explosive player.
Henry's not explosive.
Yeah, he's explosive.
No, he's powerful. He's downhill.
He's explosive, though. Like, he can open field. Like,
he can do it all.
He get past open field. Like, but we ain't got no running backs that's explosive, though. I don't know none.
Cook look pretty explosive yesterday.
Yeah, but Green Bay. You know what we say about Green Bay?
I have to break it up again. What kind of team would it be?
That finesse team.
Stop. Gonna do a whole segment on them. But listen, most explosive back right now, man, in the league
is McCaffrey when he healthy.
Ooh, but he ain't healthy, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Right now, Alvin Kamara.
You think?
Yeah. That boy's explosive, man.
Yeah, but is he explosive at the backfield or is he just explosive? Matched up on the linebacker coming out the backfield.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, but that ain't.
That's a weapon. And the thing about it is.
I get that, but he's not explosive like Todd Gurley was 2 years ago.
Yeah, when he was fresh. You get a ball to him, jump cut, gone.
Yeah, he's not nothing like that.
Yeah.
Or like Zeke was 2 years
ago. Well, yes, he got that. Not in the role from the New Orleans, but that
no,
man.
No, from the backfield, only time he's explosive is coming out
of the backfield and hit a little route and all that.
That's it.
That's how they use him, though.
But that's the only way he's explosive. He's not explosive lined up in the backfield running the ball.
When he get a block, he is.
Nah,
you saw how he ended that game the other day?
Nah, I don't care nothing about that. He's not explosive, that type of guy, man. He's Sean Payton make everybody look explosive. He had Sproles. He had Sproles. Man, so valuable. Then Sproles left and went to the Eagles.
He was valuable.
Nah.
Wasn't the same, but he was valuable.
He wasn't the same.
Man, he went back to the Saints and gave it to the Saints.